Think you know me? You don't. Growing up, I was surrounded by rage. This rage fueled me into a champion. But outside the ring, the rage fueled my pain. And darkness surrounded me. Out of darkness came light. The light was my path to the future. You think you know me? You will. Typhon Rant, future roller, future of rolling.
Why did you fight without any socks?
I didn't thought that was a style. I didn't know these poor motherfuckers didn't have socks.
Didn't have socks.
Yeah. I thought it was a style.
It was a style.
Fucking no socks. These poor guys too poor to buy socks.
But isn't it tough on your feet, man?
Oh man, my feet look like they blew up.
Yeah. Alrighty, it has begun. Welcome to this episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I'm your co-host, Triple C, a.k.a. Henry Cejudo.
And I'm Mike Tyson, and who we have here is, man, can I tell you something? We have the Cheek, and we have the Chong. And these men are legendary. These are the first guys. These are the prototypes, and they laid the footwork down for what we're doing right now.
No extra charge.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Come on, guys. Get a round of applause here. Over here. Come on. What's up?
That's what I want to hear. Yeah. You picked up something, maybe. Oh, I love you.
Please sit down. Sit down.
Listen, man. First thing I'm going to say, my balls in. Scratch my balls. Please scratch my balls.
Well, okay.
I didn't mean to say that. That didn't come across well on television.
But you're right, Mike. Speaking about that, I mean, you guys have helped pave the way even for, you know, for the brand like Tyson's Ranch. You know, you guys have been in the industry for a minute. Getting a chance to look up your story too, Tommy. I mean, you went to federal prison for, you know, for medicine.
That's right.
Yeah, I sure did. I enjoyed every minute of it.
It was like, yeah.
It was great.
Recipe
I enjoyed
shit.
It. Did you work in the garden?
Got strong and shit.
Yeah, I was in Fed. We didn't know. We weren't allowed any of it, but they all had it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but check this out, Mike. He was saying he went to federal prison for selling bongs.
No, not selling them. Shipping them.
Oh, shipping them.
Shipping them across state line.
It's like white slavery, but with bongs.
Yeah. And you know who wrote that law?
It's across straight lines for moral purposes, you know?
You know who wrote that law? Joe Biden.
Jabbing really? Joe. Old Joe.
Yeah.
I think they're trying, but Joe's trying to, hey, listen, I have to, for his defense, Joe's trying to come back for the cannabis. He was wrong. He was wrong. He's trying to right himself.
Yeah, I think so. I think I like what he's doing.
I supported Biden. You know,
I got to go with the man with the good heart. Yes. He has a good heart.
I enjoyed jail. it was all right.
What is this shit? When he's trying to get my high school, my diploma. My diploma.
Me too.
GED.
Did you get it? GED. Yeah.
Did you get it?
No.
What is GED?
You know what they told me? They said, just write down anything and we'll pass you. I said, what the fuck is a jail?
I was trying hard.
Going to do if you,
you know,
if you're lying.
You didn't try. I tried hard and fucked up, man. Fuck.
They told me you could keep your computer, you know? Yeah,
and you could just do it.
And I believed them.
Yeah.
And so when they had the test, they took all the computers away from me. We had our own private gang, a car, we called it, and four of us. We ran the garden. You know, we grew fresh vegetables for the food bank, not for the prison, for the food bank. So we had this incredible garden, hot peppers and everything. And then we'd order chicken from the commissary. You buy it. And we cooked our own meals.
And we've done a lot of prisons over the years. We've done San Quentin, Folsom, Soledad.
And everybody in there capable of killing you. Ain't that some shit?
Godly,
matches, man.
Holy shit.
He pulled the gun out and fired it off in prison in San Quentin.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
She said we're doing a comedy routine for all the prisoners. That was weird, man, because people would come up and talk to you, and you go, look around. Where the fuck are they? They'd whisper, you know, because you're not supposed to make eye contact. And so they, it was weird. And so we were, and they're all in front, and the guys in the, what do you call it? The protection.
The guards?
The ones that got beat up, they're being protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're behind a fence, and they're trying to see around the corner, see us on stage.
But we did this bit, and he was Reverend Dyke. Remember Reverend Dyke?
I remember Ike from New York.
Exactly. And so he was...
He got all my mother's...
Reverend Dyke, and he was going to save somebody, and a girl saved a woman. We had these girls that were stripper dancers that were friends of the guys.
Hells Angels. Yeah.
The Hells Angels.
In prison?
Huh?
This is in prison.
For real.
No, this is for real. We're in San Quentin. We're entertaining the troops there. And so we had this bit where he's Reverend Dyke, and he's going to save a girl. And so he chooses this girl, one of the strippers, who danced before us in the prison with the
she
band.
She volunteered to do it.
If you can follow naked women in San Quentin, man, then you got to act. You know what I mean? You know? And so comes the part where he's going to save it, and I come running out from the backstage just like a samurai with a sword, and I come, back here, and he pulls out, it was part of the act, a starter pistol. Yeah, a pistol.
45.
And it goes, pow, 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 and it has blanks in it in San Quentin. And
Cheech falls dead, and I said, I've saved her. I have saved that young lady.
The fucking guards were on him, banging the...
It was like part of the act.
Staying out of the thing, man. I was like...
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask one question I want to ask you, man. Why did you fight without any socks?
I used to see all these old-time Jack Dempsey and all these motherfuckers. I didn't know they were... I just thought that was a star. I didn't know these poor motherfuckers didn't have socks.
Didn't have socks.
Yeah. I thought it was a star.
It was a star. It was a star.
Fucking no socks. These poor guys too poor to buy socks.
But isn't it tough on your feet, man?
Oh, man, my feet look like... they look like they blew up.
Yeah.
Flintstone feet.
Huh?
You got tough feet, Mike?
My tough feet? Look, I'm like the brother. You ever see that movie, The Brother from Another Planet, when he had the pterodactyl feet? He gave that girl, he slept with this girl, gave this bitch stitches and shit. She's all cut up, had to go to the emergency room.
That impressed me more than anything, man. Those fucking black shoes with no socks.
Oh man.
This motherfucker.
I want everybody to think I was some fucking monster.
In the town.
Oh, it's man, the old school so guys.
Cool. Well, that's style, brother. Yeah. You really had style, man. You projected.
Yeah, but your guys, I watched your guys for entertainment back then.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I was a young kid, too. I was in high school.
I remember.
Nice dreams.
One time.
Scratch my balls. Because I know all my balls. Please scratch my balls. Man, can you scratch my balls?
I was prepping you for prison, man.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, this is good. I want to smoke some more.
Oh, there we go. How long you been having this show going on?
How long? 3 years, 2 years. Hey, Rob.
It's been about a couple years, I think.
3 years.
3 years. Yeah,
thank you very much. Somebody's here with me. 3 years.
3 years, man.
Yeah.
You like it?
At times.
Yeah, I get it.
At times.
Did you smoke out in prison?
Huh?
Did you ever smoke?
No, I wasn't smoking. Look, can you believe this? I started this boxing stuff, right? Yeah. And I didn't make the Olympic trial, so I was so mad. So I stopped smoking at 18. And the last time and then from there, 18, I must have been, how old was I in 30? I must have been 33 or 34.
Oh, really?
And like what? 97? What was I, 33, 97, 98? That's when I started smoking. When Tupac died, I started smoking again.
Yeah. It's good for you.
That's so crazy. Now I'm a fucking super duper 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 pothead, huh? A stoner. Hey, how you guys going with the mushrooms these days?
I don't want
to. Yeah, I heard about your mushroom show with Sugar Ray.
Yeah, man. Those guys ain't cool with the mushroom, man.
No.
I think it's interesting how you guys met. You guys actually met in Canada.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Yeah,
I'm Canadian, eh?
Hey,
Chong, for some reason,
why you apologize? You step on my, I step on your feet, and you apologize to me. Why the Canadians do that? And it's not like they're wimping, but that's just what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But we
my dog, my dog will bite me. Oh, I'm sorry. What the fuck?
We have our blood sport, though. We have hockey.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, hockey is a very gentlemanly way to duke it out.
Chill, great fight still, though.
Yeah.
Cheech was up in Canada being a potter, right? Yeah, I was you got a hat to go with the pottery.
That's it. I was the only Mexican to sneak into Canada.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but you guys met in the was it the 70s, right?
No, 60s, Aiden, ended 69, 68.
I'm 3 year old.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious to see how this whole relationship kind of developed. You know,
yeah, how did you guys cultivate this shit?
He's Mexican.
Yeah, we know how to cultivate.
You can't live in California without your Mexican.
Yeah, that's it. So we were trying to start colonies there in Canada. But we met in Vancouver eventually, long story short. We met in Vancouver, and Tommy was running. He started at an improvisational theater group in a topless club. And it was Vancouver's first topless club. And he changed it to be improvisational theater, but topless. And so I met him.
Guys, too.
And guys, too. And I met him as a writer, and I started writing, you know, okay, girls, take off your clothes. And that was the first thing I wrote. And that went okay. And so we started doing this improv theater every night. Seven nights a week?
Every night.
Four hours of improv, but naked improv.
Were you at Woodstock?
No, but just before.
Yeah.
No, we missed that one. I wish we were there, man.
Which one?
Woodstock.
I was traveling with my lady from Detroit, got to L.A., met some hippies, and he said, come on, we're going to New York. I just came from Detroit. I said, no, I'm staying here. Uh-huh. It was Woodstock.
It'd have been legendary, baby.
Yeah.
I used to live in Catskill, New York, so I would go to Woodstock. Yeah, Woodstock. And the hippies from the 60s are still there.
Yeah, they're still there. We've played there again since.
Yeah, we worked there. They never left. They got stuck.
It's amazing.
From the 60s.
That was a watershed, man.
Yeah.
We played a gig in Bull Island, Indiana, which was basically just outside of Chicago. It was right after Woodstock, and there was 500,000 people?
800,000.
800,000.
See, that's what we
800,000 people.
What is that music that we involved with the EBD,
EMD?
EMD. That's what the property you're watching, that's what that's for.
It's good. Out in the desert, it'll be good.
1,000 acres up there.
Out in the desert, it'll be good, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, that's my hood up there, man.
Yeah, that's what we're building up there.
Yeah.
Tyson Ranch.
I can raise chickens, too?
We'll have
Tyson
chicken?
Oh, they already got Tyson chicken.
No, we have Tyson meat stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Vegetarian meat, baby. The fake stuff,
really?
Baby. Well, you know, you can get what you want up there, but we eat the...
So you're a farmer?
It's a General Post, man.
Mike, you're a farmer now?
Hey, listen, the greatest warriors ever lived were farmers.
Yeah.
That's who the greatest fighters in the world are, farmers.
You're outstanding in your field?
Huh? I haven't did that yet, but I've been humbled quite a few times.
I bet.
Yeah, so what do you guys think that made Cheech and Chong such a dynamic duo?
The energy, the dynamics of these two guys.
And weed. Me.
You know, yeah. I can say, yeah.
The need for some of us, for us.
Yeah.
There's a big need there.
I am so high.
And we filled it.
Yeah. So high.
Yeah, would you agree, Cheech?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like we understood each other's backgrounds. Mm-hmm. He was raised half Chinese, English, Irish, outside of Calgary.
Which what is the
Indian
fuck?
Too.
And Indian, too. Yeah. And so naturally, he found the only black people in that in Alberta and formed a band with them. And so, but I was raised in an all-black neighborhood and then an all-white neighborhood, half and half. And so I understood that whole culture because we were
so
both raised
in blended.
That culture. So when we came back to L.A., from Canada, just make it big. That's all we played is black clubs.
And Cheech was such a good actor that I didn't know he was Mexican. We didn't know what he was.
Someone thought he was Mexican, Joe.
No, we didn't know what he was because he was hiding. He wasn't being a Mexican. His name was Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
Not Marin.
Richard.
It was Richard. Marin.
Yeah, Richard
Marin.
Sure. Although,
so
not
when
really.
we didn't know he was Mexican until we got to L.A. and we tried doing our Canadian-born jokes in L.A.
Yeah.
And one show just bombed pretty bad. And so we got to talking. We got, hey, Cheech, come on. You're from here. There must be a character you can do that people can understand. And Cheech told me about the lowrider. And then we crafted that little lowrider car bit.
And you ran
with it. And it started out as, what, about a five-minute bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turned into a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... We both had the same thought when we saw it. We met each other. We looked at each other like, what the fuck are you? You know, we're trying to figure what combination of... You know,
how many years have you guys actually been together?
Fuck. Since 69? 69.
60 fucking
nine. Yeah, played every place you could play.
68, 69,
eh? 69,
eh? That's our 40-something.
You played San Francisco in the hippie days.
Yeah, the Fillmore, all those, yeah.
Time goes by when you're stoned.
Yeah, baby.
Well, actually, it doesn't go by when you're stoned.
Time is invisible.
Uh-huh.
But what is time to a pig?
What is time to a pig?
Time is everything to everyone and everything.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about the cannabis business. I know both of you guys are have your own companies.
Oh, my weed's way better than his. Oh, by far. No, we got reggae. Do you know what a reggae is?
No. Yes. Music, right?
Regulation A.
Hey, stop. Reg
A. Oh, Regulation A. Regulation A.
Why you fucking with my head? No, you fucking with me, man. Just fucking with me.
That's what I'm doing. Reg A. We're raising money because we're opening up a pot shop. In fact, 420, we're going to be opening up our
new dispensaries. We're starting Cheech & Chong dispensaries.
Yeah.
Well, we're there as well.
Yeah, hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're visiting each other.
Family affair, baby.
Family affair.
Yeah,
for family sure. Affair.
That's it. And we're going to start opening them as we raise money to open them.
So stick them up.
And so we need people, you know, with money, like Mike, you know, to really invest heavily into our company.
You guys use my property.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
We're going to grow on this property.
You heard that?
Use my property.
The lawyers dropped the contract, please.
You got this partner. Just use my property, brother.
Yeah, Mike, did you know that Cheech is, you're starting your museums sometime this year, right, for Chicano art?
Yeah, a year from now, and it'll open a year from now. We're out in Riverside, California, and I put together a big collection of Chicano art for years, and now...
You have any we can see now on the television?
I'm sure we can send you images, yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So you've always had that love for Chicano culture. Because me, you know, obviously growing up Mexican, Mike, like he's, you know, Cheech, he's a big deal in our community, you know? He's a
big deal in every community.
Yeah.
Every community.
Yeah. Every community, but especially, you
friends
know.
Friends worldwide.
Yeah. But, you know, you got a special place with
them. Lighten the joint. Hey, brother, let's smoke.
That's the international, oh, there it is. Wow, you got it. Way to go. It's a beautiful building. It's a mid-century building at Riverside. Riverside, California was the richest per capita city in the United States in the 1880s because of citrus. They grew valleys of oranges and lemons and grapefruits. And so they became very rich. And so and they commissioned all these historic buildings. And this building that we're being given to for the museum is a classic mid-century building.
Explosion right there?
Yeah, explosion in the bayou, gas in the bayou. It's this artist, Margaret Garcia. She's an OG Chicana painter. You know, these guys have been working for a long time, you know, and developing this explanation of that culture. And so it isn't a strict, you know, a clinical or a technical school. It's an explanation of a culture. And the only way you can do that is you have to capture the sabor, the flavor of it, you know, because it's told from a bunch of different viewpoints, whether it's religious or personal or academic or historical. And then we put those all together.
Who's that? Diego Sanchez, is that his name? Or they had that girlfriend with the one eyebrow?
Oh, Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, but what's the guy's name?
Rivera.
Diego Rivera.
Yeah, Diego Rivera.
Pretty good too, though.
Yeah, those guys were good. Those were the guys of their days. Those are Mexicans. Chicanos are different. Chicanos are Mexican Americans, but with a defiant political attitude. You know, Chicano was a derogatory term from Mexicans to other Mexicans. And the concept being that the Mexicans who were living down in the United States were no longer Mexicanos because they had left their country and they're living in tin shacks along the border.
How come we fall into that game that we no longer allow ourselves to be? White people did that too. Why is it that
they did it? They did it to each other at that point. They called, you're not Mexicano anymore. You're something less.
Yeah,
you're smaller. You're a chico. You're a Chicano. Satellite Mexicans, you know?
To make themselves big.
Yeah, exactly. So they took it as a badge of honor and had this whole cultural explanation, man. You know?
Yeah.
So there.
Everybody should just, you know, keep fucking.
Do you sell t-shirts?
Huh?
Do you have any t-shirts?
I have t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Chicano t-shirts?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It says Chicano art is American art.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, you guys really owned this place at one time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All my series, I'm not all this stuff.
We're like, in El Segundo.
Like L.A., all this stuff, right?
Yeah. El Segundo.
What
that's
is El Segundo
where we're sitting
mean?
Right now. This is the city that we're in.
What is El Segundo?
It means
mean?
The second. The second.
The second.
Yeah, like
number
the first
two.
And then
we're
you got the
number
second.
One. You got some number two motherfuckers.
Yeah. Segundo.
El first. El second.
El Segundo. Yeah, because you're telling me you're third generation, right? Mexican?
Third generation, yeah.
Yeah, so he's been here, Mike, in this era since this was Mexico, like his family.
My grandmother was born in Tucson when it was Mexico. And then she woke up one day and it was U.S. the next day, you know, so she didn't cross the border. The border crossed her.
This is the world we live in, brother.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's really a pleasure to meet you. I'm not kidding. I've seen you fight a lot of times, man.
Well, I've seen you on television quite a few times.
Ferocious, ferocious. You had an attack that...
Thank you very much.
You couldn't be stopped.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in the ring with you.
I don't want to get in the ring no more either.
No?
I live for charity.
Yeah.
I do for charity.
How was your relationship with Gus D'Amato?
Very close.
Yeah, I bet, huh?
Very close. I was very close, but I knew not to get too close.
Yeah.
That kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some...
Did Gus get high?
Nah.
He drank, but yeah. Extreme disciplinary.
Yeah.
He'll go on fast just for 30 days just for the hell of it, just to see if he's strong.
Who was the doctor? What's his name?
Who?
The fight...
Freddy Pacheco.
Freddy Pacheco. I met him. How was he in your corner?
He was never in my corner, but he was really a good man. And by the time I was fighting, he was an awesome commentator.
Yeah, yeah, he was good. That's when I met him in those days, man. I've been a boxing fan since I was born. I grew up in the shadow of Olympic Auditorium.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to see, when I was a young man.
Yeah, yeah.
12, 13, I used to watch films of... what's his name? Ruben Alvarez, Bobby Chacon. Then I got old, I watched Bobby Chacon because he was a little boy when he started fighting. So like in his late 20s, early 30s, I started watching him. He was just a war
Bobby
dog.
Chacon was
Salvador Sanchez. Ooh, fuck. Oh, they don't
Danny
know
Little Red
about.
Lopez?
No, that's good to be Sanchez. Oh, they don't know what we're talking about. Oh,
Chacon.
Shit.
You ever seen films of Art Aragon fighting?
Yes, yes, in the 50s.
That was in the Olympic Auditorium.
Yeah, in the 50s.
And everything that happened in L.A., and it's a Korean church now. You see it from the freeway, from the 10 as you're going out east. And everything was there. Boxing, wrestling, roller derby. They filmed Rocky there. The Olympics were there. And it's the most historic building, but I used to watch roller derby there as a little kid because you could get in free on Tuesday. It
always
was women's
that
night.
On television.
Yeah.
It's been there forever, huh?
Well, your father boxed in the Navy, right?
Cheech. Yeah, he was boxing in the Navy, yeah.
And we're just talking about how hard that sport is. The sport of boxing so...
That's a tough way to make a buck.
It's a psychological sport more than anything.
Yeah, I would think.
More psychological than physical.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the UFC?
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I like it too. I watch it a lot.
That stuff.
I like it a lot.
I watch that more than fighting.
Yeah,
because this is what I know. Yeah. I could look at a match and I'm not sure if it's going to be good or not. I could look at UFC and know I'm going to get entertained.
It's,
it's just you're going to get entertained. Yeah. You don't know those guys. If I don't know these guys, I'm going to UFC.
Yeah.
And that's just the real deal.
Yeah, I watch it a lot. My wife sits through it and she watches it too. She's Russian.
Yeah, my wife watches it as well. We just watch it. We involve, we know Dana and stuff, and we like to see him succeed. So we just watch it.
She just
well.
Doesn't like to watch politics, but she likes to watch
my wife loves politics.
But she'll watch it during dinner. I swear.
I wanted to ask, what are some of the best Cheech and Chong memories that you guys could share with us?
Who's some of the people you met, man, during the years?
Got everybody.
Meet any presidents?
We used to play basketball in Tommy's driveway with Bob Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Oh, they had a guy, had a shot.
We beat his ass.
Beat his ass, man. But he had a cool shot, and we used to hang out, because we all lived in Malibu out there in Point doing that.
Did you guys ever meet Flip Wilson and all those guys out there?
Did you ever meet Flip Wilson?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Richard a bit.
Oh, God.
Sam Kinison used to live next door to me out there, too.
I knew Sam.
Yeah. He was crazy. The Boo. Lived down the Boo for a long time. Cheech and Chong, right? It's like, you know, I think.
Did you say Boo for Frog?
No, Boo. The Boo. Malibu. To the locals, they call it the Boo.
You ever heard of Boo for Both for Olivares?
No.
The Toad, DMT.
Oh, yeah.
The God Monocle. Oh, that's really interesting.
I don't know them guys.
Oh, that's a high that will last for you.
You got a lighter there?
Lighter is really
thanks,
good,
sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No DMT guys, I see, huh? No DMT?
No, I don't think so. I checked out of that scene at some point.
I respect that.
Yeah. Is that the guy that just died?
That's DMX. DMT is like
That.
A natural.
Yeah, that one.
Monocle. We call it the God Monocle.
Yeah. Have you guys ever experienced the bullfrog?
No.
In that sense, no?
No, I stay away from dangerous drugs like that.
Oh, no, not a drug, it's a medicine.
What is that, the bullfrog?
It's
toad, right?
Yeah, it's the toad. It's a frog that hibernates 11 months out of the year, right, Mike? Or 10 months out of the year?
10 months.
Yeah, 10 months out of the year.
Streets.
Yes.
And they distract the DMT off of it, and you can smoke
after
it.
Pus.
Licking the toad.
Oh, licking the toad. Oh, that's
well, we don't
that's
lick
the
it.
One.
You take the pus, you put it in the mirror, it hardened, you make it in the fine sand.
Yeah. And what's the effect? What's the effect?
You have the closest experience to God that you ever had in your life.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a hallucinogen.
Yeah, yeah. Where does it come from? South America?
No, it's
Mexican.
It's northern Mexico and southern Arizona.
Okay.
But they also have them in Colorado, but this is one thing that Mike has experienced that has been...
There's 17 times.
Really? Is it the same experience every time or different every
that's
time?
That's what I'm baffled about, because how does it know to attack that part of your brain that won't repeat the same thing?
Huh.
Normally your mind's made to repetition. That will drive us some crazy repetition. But it doesn't at all. It switches. It just blind. It sucker punches the brain. That's what it does. Boom, you get something that you anticipated from the last couple of times. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's not going to let you do what you want to do.
Interesting.
What you think you want to do.
That you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm in control. It takes away everything. Once your ego is gone, you're going to be the biggest bitch in the world. And that's what we're made out of, ego.
Yes.
Without our ego, we're in a lot of trouble. Don't believe that stuff.
We're in a lot of happiness.
Yeah, but it's not the enemy. Without it, oh. And that's what the toad does. It gives you that happiness. And you say, and it says, dying is beautiful. If this is dying, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the toad says.
So go lick a toad.
No. You got to smoke it.
No, really.
Smoke it.
I'll lick a toad. You smoke a toad.
If you lick a toad, you got to get a different... It's not the same fun.
Okay, I'm not going to do that then.
I know where you're going. I've been there. I've been there a couple of times.
I could dig it. That's why I asked you that.
You got kids?
Yeah, I have kids.
How many?
I have 8 kids.
8 kids?
Yeah.
I've been busy.
I have 3 kids that still live with us. I have either a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
Whoa. Wow, man.
Nice.
Do they live here and with you here?
Yes. Yeah. One of them lives, the 18-year-old lives in our house in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Yes.
Henderson, huh?
Yes, because he goes to school in USC, but he has to go to school on television, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. On Zoom.
Zoom school, yeah.
On Zoom.
But he goes to SC?
Yeah, he's a Trojan. Yeah. Never been in his class before.
My wife goes to USC.
Really?
She's doing her doctorate in piano performance. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in the shadow of USC.
My son is such an interesting guy. He goes to these places. He's a missionary.
Uh-huh.
Really? Mercenary, but he's a missionary. And he goes to all these places. He goes places I wouldn't think about going, like Haiti and all these places. And he does his mission stuff. You know, praise the Lord, Jesus and all that, whatever it
is. Good. But, he's spreading love.
That's just what he's about. I gave him a nice Cadillac truck. He traded it in for, and I said, I'll get you a new one. He said, no, that's okay. He traded all that stuff in for one of those 150 Rams.
Of course.
One of those hillbilly cars. Doing, man? But that's just who he is.
Yes, you know, he's an individual.
Yeah, he doesn't want no money. He doesn't want to take nothing from me. He wants to get everything on his own. And I'm saying, fool, I wish I had me. I was you and I was you with my father. I said, okay. That humbles me so much. He said, I don't want nothing from you.
This is good, man.
But he never said it disrespectfully. He said, no, Dad, I'm okay. He won't take any money from me or nothing.
Wow.
It's an interesting
I'd have to discipline him. I'd have to make him take something.
Yeah, I mean, that's my ego, though. I want to be able to do something for him. The fact that I can't do anything for him, it baffles me a little bit.
Yeah.
It takes away some part of my fatherhood.
Yeah.
At least I believe it does.
Well, you know, you can approve of his choices. You know, that strengthens his faith in him.
He's making all the right choices so far.
Yes, this is good. Approve of them.
He's a good kid. I don't know Mike, but I can tell he's a good kid.
Oh,
man.
He's a straight kid. Never cheated on his girlfriend. Never. He's just not that guy.
Yeah.
Leaving God. All
this is good for him.
He's a young preacher.
Doing good, spreading help out there. That's good, man.
Yeah,
I'd be proud of him.
He's too good for me, really. Yeah. I really
let him know that.
That one.
You let
I
him
don't cheese with him.
Yeah.
Let him know that.
This is good, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're happy in life now.
Huh?
I'm glad you're happy in life now.
Yeah, happiness is the moment.
Yes, it is. What possessed you to get that tattoo on your face?
I thought it was beautiful.
But what was the impulse to do that?
I don't know. I always wanted it.
There you go. That's a commitment, huh?
No, it's not a commitment because you have to look at our life and our body. We belong to the world. We are a map, and the world's brightness is all on us.
What do you think started this whole tattoo craze? I mean, everybody's got tattoos all over, everywhere, and everywhere you go.
No, as
around
time
the world.
As time goes on and generations go on, people evolve and become more conscious, mm-hmm. trying to find out who they are, where they came from.
Uh huh. You think that's what's going on right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want a tattoo?
No.
But it's not the tattoo.
You don't have a tattoo.
It's
I don't
the
have
consciousness.
A tattoo.
You
Why don't you have a tattoo?
Looks like it hurts. Yeah, I understand what you mean, and it's advertising because it's so visible, you know, because. From the time you got this tattoo to now, face tattoos are very common. But it wasn't
when you did it.
No, it wasn't like it's like, you know, the commitment at that time at that
in
level.
In that state of mind, I was in a really ferocious state of mind.
But now it's evolved and doesn't indicate that anymore, but it's prevalent everywhere.
You know, we live and God creates.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We don't even understand who we... Listen, I may think I'm 55, but I don't know who I am. I don't know how fucking old I am. Before Julius Caesar were born, how did they tell how old they were? Like, how did Alexander the Great and those guys tell their age? By moons?
Yeah.
How do we know how old we are?
It's arbitrary. we agreed to it. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
What do you say?
That this world was created off of somebody getting high.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, somebody got high and said, hey, we're going to make this look like this. We're going to put the clouds here. We're going to put the water here.
That's what I heard.
Before I steal it.
Oh, no, please, it'll be a pleasure to give you this as a souvenir. Just let me use it.
I don't know about you guys, but I am really fucked up.
Really?
I am so high to the highest of hightivities.
Who am I smoking?
The ranch, baby.
This is ours.
What is this?
That's the ranch.
This is ranch?
It's like good. The ranch. Look at the back.
Ranch is good.
Yeah, really? Tyson Ranch, yeah. That's right.
You should be a rancher.
Inhale the love, baby.
I hope ours is half as good.
I don't want this to ever end right now. Just stay here for 2 days, guys.
Bring out the mushrooms, Mike.
Baby.
Oh, no. I haven't did the mushrooms for a while. It's probably going to hit me so hard. Oh, no, not the shroomy days. God.
Man, those...
I don't think I could do it right now, man.
You know who I met? I was just in this movie, and Lenny Kravitz was in it.
Oh, that's
and,
my buddy.
And he talked really good about you, man.
That's my buddy, Lenny.
Yeah.
Lenny, my buddy.
It was interesting.
And look how good he looks. God damn.
That's his job. I mean, it really is, yeah.
Man. Beautiful brother.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Kid.
So what's going on?
But he grew up on Cheech and Chong, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he grew up in L.A. Him and Slash from
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. They went to Beverly High. They were the two black kids in Beverly High.
Two black Jewish kids,
Yeah, two black Jewish kids. Yeah, exactly.
They had to stick together, baby.
Yeah.
How would you describe you guys' career like in a nutshell? Or are you guys too high to?
In a nutshell, we prospered best when we were
pecan.
In the moment.
Pecan nuts.
And I'll say duration or as
walnut.
Well, right?
Probably walnut.
It's being in the moment, and we've been in the moment for a long stretch in different periods. And that's why we're here, you know, between the record years and the stage years and then the movie years and then after the movie years and then the separate years and then the comeback years. And, you know, we've endured through all those years. And I guess it's our natural calling. You know?
Imagine living high every day of your life. I'm at that level no much. And I know it's just an incredible feeling being high. And I thought high meant like, hey, we're fucked up. But high is the highest form of thinking.
Not this high.
My high is the highest form of thinking right now. I don't want your guys to leave. We should put these guys in straitjackets and just keep them here, huh? What you guys gonna do after this?
Something.
You guys gonna separate once you leave here? Hey,
reggae.
We live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
We always kind of eventually move next to each other for some reason over the years.
I move and he follows me.
I follow him.
I see that.
That's okay.
Since 1969.
It was Vancouver was like the San Francisco of Canada during the hippie period. It was like San Francisco, so that's
Vancouver's so fucking clean, though, right?
Very clean, yeah.
I wonder, what the fuck am I doing here, man?
It's a beautiful place.
You eat off the floor of Vancouver.
It's Hungcouver now.
Hungcouver.
Wow. Hungcouver.
It's 70% Chinese now.
Really?
Yeah. More like 80.
Is it 80?
That's beautiful, baby. Wow. Yeah, everybody lives.
We're taking over.
It always had a big Chinese. It has the second biggest Chinatown in North America.
Everybody love each other.
Yeah, they were good.
That's all love each other.
I like it. Hungcouver, huh? What's the call?
Oh, man, this is so... Can you use your line to blow up the
tree? That's some good weed, man. That is some good weed.
Oh,
I'm curious. You're cellmates with the Wolf of Wall Street.
Jordan Belfort.
Check this story out. Really.
Did you know this, Mike?
We never had sex.
I'm sorry?
I said we never had sex.
What about Jordan?
But we were cellmates.
You know him?
Jordan's a cool guy.
He was Tommy's cellmate.
Yeah, I thought Jordan was a cool guy. I saw him talk to him once on, I think, Zoom, but I think he was a good guy. Everybody's not what the press say they are, I know that.
Next time you see Jordan, ask him about Sly Stallone.
Okay. I remember that. Hey, what about Sly?
I forget everything. Very interesting story.
What do you guys think about the set, man?
I like it. It's relaxing.
It'd make a nice warehouse.
That's what it is.
Well, guys, thank you guys, man. This has been awesome, man. You guys
are an honor.
You guys are iconic, man. Iconic in this.
Isn't that a true? I never in a million years I'll be interviewed.
I'm gonna wear this hat now all the time.
Any last words here, Mike?
Man, I'm stuck for words, man. This is a real
keep on doing. Keep on doing what you're doing, bro.
It's an honor, really. Thank you.
Really.
She can fuck it.
Try to be a little more Mike Tyson, though.
Okay? I have to be humble to this, brother.
All right, that's it, guys. Chichi Chong.
Mr.
This is Triple C.
And it's Mike Tyson. This is my best
all-time greats right there
podcast ever. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We out.